Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So Michael Edwards is back. Richard Hughes is impending at Liverpool Football Club as the next director of football. I sat down with Neil Jones to discuss some of the rumours around Edwards' departure, why he's being brought back in, his role, and of course Liverpool's potential director of football appointment as well.
There's been a lot of rumours around like sort of destabilisation behind the scenes at Liverpool. A lot of it to do with the rise in power of Klopp and headlinders and what have you. Is there a little bit of this and almost giving Michael Edwards more power is almost, I think that's a bit of like an apology or admission that maybe they wish they could have kept him round the first time?
Possibly. I would say it's probably more Liverpool realising, wow, one man, Klopp, like, has the potential to, that could pull all of the sort of, all the Jenga pieces out, you know, and we sort of would rather not be in. Obviously, it'd be lovely to be in that position with the next manager because it would mean he's been really successful and really impactful. But do we probably need to think about sort of, you know, making sure that, if possible, the club's just sort of in a position where whoever the manager is sort of not secondary, because it's always going to be a massively important position, but isn't going to sort of leave us in a position where if they leave or if they fail, we have to start again and look at, you know, look at new sort of a completely new structure. So I don't know about the apology element to it, because I think Michael, I never got the impression that he stormed out of Liverpool and that was it. You know, I'm finished. It was all both. Obviously, he'd done his open letter, but he explained that, you know, 10 years at the club was seen as a long time, and maybe it does sometimes just need a bit of time away and a refresh and a, you know, maybe just a reminder that actually I quite enjoyed that and I liked being involved in an organisation like that. But I never got the impression that it was sort of like, I asked for this and you let me go. Yeah. So I clearly, he can't have been an acrimonious split, can it? Because he's back, you know, and he never went. He had opportunities to go to other clubs. You know, Chelsea, I think, was a big one that made a play for him. He was linked with Real Madrid at one point, wasn't he? I think Manchester United. So I think he could have come back into football, clearly, somewhere else, and the fact that he's done so at Liverpool suggests that relationship wasn't too badly damaged when he left.
And the deal that he's being offered is obviously
You know, it's not insignificant, is it? It's bigger. Head of football sort of operations. Maybe more than that. I mean, we'll see what the official title becomes.
Is there something here just in terms of the approach for why Liverpool have gone about this? Because you mentioned that Jürgen Klopp is just so involved and so pivotal to so much of Liverpool. He's such a figurehead at the football club that, and rightly so, because he's earned that every step of the way. He didn't walk in there, he wasn't handed to him. And ultimately, when you hand that to someone, it never goes well. Didn't happen, you know. David Moyes was basically handed all the keys that Alex Ferguson had got on his belt loop by the time he left, and it weighed very, very heavily on him. And you've seen that happen, at, you know, at other football clubs. Liverpool have made that mistake in the past. There's almost not a pathway on how to do it right, but Manchester United and Arsenal have demonstrated how to do it wrong. And so, you know. And you even circle back to Fenway in letting Kenny Dalglish go. in not digging their heels in on Brendan Rodgers and letting him have almost the say over the director of football role too much there, that destabilised the football club, was this is now them going, right, it's much easier to get this wrong than it is to get it right. So when actually by appointing Edwards, you've got a nice, you're steady in the ship, you've got someone who's actually brilliant at the job, and it means that it's harder to, you can get the manager wrong, but it's actually not going to be the end of the world if you get the manager wrong.
I think also an acceptance that it's once in a generation, this kind of manager, isn't it? And Klopp, I mean, that you can't expect to replicate that and just go, well, the new manager, you know, he puts his own stamp on it, but he's gonna have the same responsibilities as Klopp, albeit in his own way. I also think it takes some of the heat off the next manager, and you know, in the sense of if you had a novice sporting director and a novice in the job manager, you'd be getting a lot of sort of flack about, oh, they've bought the wrong players, they've done that. At least it's sort of like, well, hang on, you know, that structure's in place there, so we can focus on what the manager's actually doing, as opposed to, you know, was that his player? Did he want that medical department set up? Do you know why are people getting hamstring injuries? You know, there's actually a bit of sort of clarity around, well, hang on, that's what Liverpool have put in place above the manager. Let's see what the manager. I would be intrigued, actually, funny enough, to see whether Liverpool confirm the next manager as a head coach.
Yeah,
and I don't think they've ever had one. I don't think Brendan was a head coach. He was a manager, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. I wonder whether that might see that, because I always noticed that Arsenal, Mikel Arteta's a head coach, I think. I don't know about Guardiola, but there's a few in the Premier League that are head coaches, and I've heard a few of them speak about that fact. You know, like, no, that's my job, is I'm a head coach. I wonder whether Liverpool might be a new thing that they have, where it's like, right, the football operations there. And there's your job there in terms of, you know, setting up the team and winning all our games.
It is. It's just a really interesting approach to that, because, yeah, you know, it means that it's a bit like you sell a world-class player. You don't go and buy another like-for-like replacement, you know, that sort of level. You know, people always think that you do, but more often than not as well.
It is very rare.
You go and get more people around to kind of pick up the slack, you know, and that's the thing, you know, you don't want, that's a lot of stress and strain for anyone to come in and kind of like, because there's all the stuff that Jürgen Klopp will be doing that no one will really be aware that he's doing. You won't know until he's gone. So actually you mitigate against that by getting more and better around to some extent. And you're right, as much as, and we'll come on to Richard Hughes next, you know, Fabrizio Romano reporting that he already has an agreement in place to join Liverpool for the end of the season.
I think that's pretty, I don't think he's quitting his job at Bournemouth on the off chance that the phone rings and Liverpool come. But he's been in his job for a long time, so he's had stability in his job, which I think is quite important. Liverpool have not just seen an impact, they've seen a sustained period. I know Bournemouth have had relegation, but generally Bournemouth have been a pretty good club, haven't they? You know, you look at, you know, probably punched above their weight at times, but played nice football. I think their recruitment's actually been quite good. You know, you look at, I know we joke about them paying a lot of money for Liverpool players, but they've brought some players that have gone on and had good sort of moves elsewhere, you know. Think of Dan Juma was one that I think no one had heard of until Bournemouth got in. I suspect we might be talking about Utara at some point in the future as a player where you go, wow, where did he get him from? Tyrone Mings was one, obviously Phil Billing. You know, they've done well. They're a Premier League club, aren't they, and established. Yeah. And they've had some managers pass through, obviously, that have gone on. You know, Eddie Howe was there for many years, but he's now moved up the ladder. Gary O'Neill's done a really good job since he's left Wolves. I think Iraola's pretty well thought of in what he's doing. So there's more success there than failure, isn't there? But over a period of time, it's not a case of he came in and just swept through the club in one transfer window and got rid of the manager and brought in 28 new players. You know, it's been a sort of, there's been planning, there's evidence of how they've planned and how they've made ruthless decisions. You know, O'Neill, a lot of people would have said, give him the job last. I think Scott Parker was sacked, 2 weeks into the season? I mean, Liverpool made it easy for him to do that, but they've made tough decisions as well. So there's a lot of evidence as to how he works, isn't there? And sort of how he, or what kind of processes they use. So I can't pretend to say, oh, well, that's the best appointment because Richard Hughes was on this metric or whatever, but I think Liverpool have got a fair bit of evidence of what they're appointing and sort of that he knows the Premier League, but also the game, if you like, the sport.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, let's talk the what's next almost for Liverpool, because as much as Richard Hughes isn't confirmed yet, Michael Edwards is effectively.
Yeah.
You know, the job is there. You know, there's talk, you know, obviously, of Hughes taking over in the summer. The work will need to be getting done before then, because, you know, Liverpool have got contracts to renegotiate. There's transfers, probably not quite as many transfers as we maybe would have thought last summer, given the rise of some of the players.
It's a very interesting one, transfer-wise. You know, obviously, a little bit depends on the contracts that you mentioned. But I'd be interested to know if you give everyone a blank sort of canvas and said, right, you've got X amount of money, where's your first sort of 50 million getting thrown? I think you get some different answers.
Yeah.
I think some people would say, well, we need another midfielder. Some people say centre back. Maybe you'd say actually the forward area. Some would maybe say left back. You look at Robertson turning 30. There's a few, but it doesn't feel like any of them are sort of like flashing light, sort of, got to get that fixed. You know, we might be speaking differently 2 weeks into next season, but at this moment, it does feel like you can be a bit more selective in what you're doing recruitment wise. And it will be interesting to see what a new and old pair of eyes see about Liverpool's squad at the moment, especially with all the academy sort of prospects coming through. That, you know, it doesn't always work like this, but there is the prospect that Liverpool saved themselves hundreds of millions of pounds with some of these players, with Conor Bradley, with Kwanzaa, with Bobby Clark, with Jadon Dans. But, you know, there's a lot of real potential there of players that, okay, it might take them a year or two to really sort of bed in and become Curtis Jones or Trent or whoever. But I think it does make it a very interesting summer.
Yeah, and this is the reality of where Liverpool are at though. Now this is done or being done, even if it's not being confirmed in public, there's clearly been things moving behind the scenes that most of us haven't been privy to, which does give you hope and confidence that things like contracts, things like transfers, and then ultimately the choice on who's going to be the next manager, that these were the big roadblocks to do that, because actually Liverpool couldn't announce any of those things before these things were announced.
Yeah.
Even if it was all technically done, because you end up into worlds of tapping up and all that kind of stuff. Mm. This doesn't mean that Xabi Alonso's getting announced in the coming days, you'd imagine, but it does follow, because we've now got people who, well, they've got skin in the game, Neil, because they're actually going, their jobs are going to be dependent upon who takes the reins and how well they perform.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there are some dots that you can connect and say, well, they won't be going for him because he's in place or he's not in place. You know, I think at least with Michael Edwards, you can sort of say, well, you know, if you see a link to a player, you can say, well, yeah, probably is a Liverpool kind of player, because that's how they're going to be operating, isn't it? They're not going to be, you know, if you see Liverpool linked with Joshua Kimmich, for example, or you know, someone in the wrong side of 30. They're not going to do that, are they?
Hilariously linked with Manchester United, by the way, which is like, have they not learned any lessons over the last 15 years?
Just rinse and repeat.
But just on that, though, because this is the thing as well, is this is a competitive market.
Yeah.
This is like the striker transfer market two summers ago, where there's only so many really good ones floating around. Manchester United are in this process. Newcastle are therefore going to enter into a bit of this process as well if Ashworth moves there.
Chelsea
are doing, massive, doing the same. And Liverpool are already ahead of all of those football clubs, but it's very easy to not be.
Yeah.
And that's what, if this is boxed, it means that while the other clubs are still trying to box this, Liverpool get to move their attentions to what comes there.
Yeah, and they know there's big decisions as well, so it probably needed big people or a big person around there to gain a bit of the trust. You know, imagine Liverpool say in the summer, and I don't think it's beyond the realms, it's Salah to be sold. You know, we're not going to give him a new contract, or we're going to cash in. Could happen. I think it's a lot easier for fans to sort of get behind that if it's Michael Edwards than if it's Tim Stuyten or another coming in as sporting director, even if it isn't necessarily solely their call. You know, I don't for one second believe it would be Richard Hughes' decision whether Liverpool keep Salah or not.
Yeah.
But I think it's a lot easier for them people to get behind that, or if they start looking and people say, why are we not spending loads of money on this? I think again, it's more easy to understand when it's familiar people around there. But I wrote last pre-season, it's a fascinating pre-season. I think I said it's the most fascinating pre-season for years, and that was even before the Saudi Arabia wave arrived at Anfield.
Before Caicedo and Saudi Arabia tried
exactly,
to get
I just meant in a general, you know, there was a lot of questions to be answered. I think you can add a little bit of extra onto that this season, you know, this pre-season, sorry. There's Liverpool in far better shape squad-wise and mood-wise, but they've got a manager going, his staff going, they've got new appointments to be made. And I think what they sort of do strategically with the squad, I think it's going to be fascinating, because I don't know what I would do. I have sort of half opinions on. I still think they probably do need another centre back. I do think maybe longer term, the full back areas might be areas that they might need to sort of make some significant signings. I possibly think they're the forward short generally, but they're not like ones that I go, well, that's definitely, you know, I'm going to say that's definitely the answer. I think it'll be interesting to see what a fresh pair of eyes thinks of it.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.